The so-called Hebier mammoth was discovered in 1994 in a farm field owned by John and Teresa Hebier. Scientists say the bones are about 12,000 years old and that the skeleton is about 90% intact, making it one of the most complete in North America. The Milwaukee Public Museum has been interested in buying the bones, but financial problems at the museum delayed a deal. Now a Milwaukee couple, John and Christine Brander, have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to make the purchase. Christine Brander says she wants scholars to learn by examining the Ice Age era mammoth bones.
If you want to study human history, you can go that route, the peopling of North America. You want to study the Ice Ages, climate change, there are a gazillion stories.
In several months, the Milwaukee Public Museum will put up a replica of the mammoth skeleton. The actual bones will only be displayed in special exhibits. That's okay with John Hebier, who says he wanted the mammoth to remain in Wisconsin, and suggests he may have lowered his price a little in order to accept the museum's offer. Hebier says getting the ancient bones out of his basement eliminates some worries.
Oh, about the basement flooding or something, you know. Now it's in a good place where they have proper humidity and stuff, whatever they need.
Hebier says there's probably another mammoth buried on his farm, but scientists say another dig in the muck soils of southern Wisconsin would be very expensive and could take years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.